I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Think you know Brazilian music with its smooth sway of sand, sun, and bikinis? Well, check out Sexify. This track is off Sexify's debut CD, Nunca Te Vi de Boa. The signature Brazilian smooth remains in the voice of lead singer Camila Zamuth, but Sexify has a definite indie rock edge, as you can tell. Zamuth says, like their music, even their name isn't easy to pin down.
Sexy, I think it was kind of a joke, but the fi is actually pronounced in Portuguese fi, which is basically a kind of a slang, yay fi. So it's sort of a bit like, hey man, you're sexy. But that's also a good explanation. I think what I like about the name is that it's sort of open to lots of interpretations.
So you would say like, wow, that party last night was yay fi.
Yes, exactly.
I see you're right. So originally your band was called Nancy to make things even more confusing. How did Nancy become Sexy Fee?
Well, basically, we couldn't Google ourselves. It was a nightmare. That's basically, it was horrifying. And it really was as simple as that. And I think we also changed as a band. There's only two people who are left from Nancy, myself and Praxis, who's the lead guitar. We thought it was a great time to sort of have a decent name where people would actually find us on Google and all that kind of. Mm. So that was basically it.
The music on this album spans a lot of genres. It's been described as Brazilian art rock and even tropical chic. You live in Sao Paulo, which is kind of this crazy Blade Runner city in the tropics.
Right.
Is that really the source of the sound, Sao Paulo?
The music is kind of a mixture of the interests of everyone in the band. Individually, we enjoy all sorts of different sounds. For instance, I really love jazz, but we also love rock and we also love alternative sounds and world music. Plus, also lyrically, I think Brasilia is a huge influence because we formed in Brasilia, which is a modernist capital.
Mm.
I lived there because I'm the daughter of a diplomat as well, so I lived abroad all my life. And so we're kind of global and local at the same time.
That makes Sexy Fee quite unique because the world thinks of Brazil as Rio and then maybe
exactly.
Sao Paulo. Nobody thinks
exactly.
of the capital Brasilia, which is, as you said, this kind of manufactured modernist city.
It is. The core of the city, I think, has about 2 million people, and it's sort of a small town, and it's an administrative town, you know, it's the government. It has a very unique identity. We're a Brazilian band because we're all Brazilians, but what stands us out, and I think sometimes maybe why they don't understand us in Brazil at times is that because we're not 100% easy to understand, because Brasilia is not easy to understand.
Right. Half the songs on the CD are in English. How did that come about?
That came about, I think, mostly because of my influence. I've been speaking English forever, and I'm bilingual.
Is it easier to write songs for you in English than in Portuguese?
It is. For me, personally, it is. In written form, I'm more fluent in English than I am in Portuguese. And in my head, some songs are in English, make sense in English lyrically, and others in Portuguese. It's as simple as that for me sometimes.
I make a confession.
Speaking of English, there is an unexpected track in English on your CD called Diogo's Lament. It's kind of a diatribe of a street vendor selling flip-flops, and I'm afraid we're going to have to bleep out a few words in it, but we'll have a listen real quick.
Okay.
What is this, like the fourth time in a week you're coming to buy flip-flops? Man, you're wearing sneakers, man. If you like flip-flops that much, you'll be f***ing using them right now, man. I know what you want, man. I know you want some of that Merla, son. That is the real straight from the Bolinha sector, man. It's the Brazilian sensation of the season.
So, Camila, how did that track make it onto your CD? Because it does kind of like fly in out of nowhere.
Diogo, who is our bass player, he lived in the States, in the Boston area. I'm not sure where exactly. What we recorded, he would say during rehearsals, and we all would think it was hilarious. And we thought, let's just put it in because it was something also specific to Brasilia, these sort of vendors who are selling Merla and they're selling drugs, but they're also selling flip-flops. And so it's it was something that we decided just to sort of give it a bit more flavor, you know, more of a Brasilia flavor.
Yeah, but he brings in kind of a north of the border flavor to it.
Exactly. There's also that. So, you know, it's a, like you said, and like, you know, and like I've been saying, we're not 100% easy to understand at first. Yeah.
I want to just take a quick listen to the song Togetherness and then talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, togetherness, togetherness can fall apart. Togetherness can self-destruct and break your all. Togetherness, togetherness can fall apart.
So what you've done here is your voice is layered over a cappella to create a harmony that kind of contradicts the verses of a two-line song. What inspired this? It's kind of simple and complex at the same time.
Right. I actually wrote that, and this is an absolute true story, and it sounds incredibly cliche, but it's true. I wrote that in the shower, and I was literally taking a shower, and I started humming that. And then I said, ooh, this be fun with more than one voice. And so I got my MacBook and I
hope you got out of the shower first.
I did get out of the shower first. I know that was an important detail to have mentioned chronologically. So I got out of the shower first and then I got my MacBook and my Clickatone GarageBand. And then I started playing with the voices. That's sort of how I came out, you know.
Camila, it sounds like you and Sexy Fee are having a lot of fun. Are you having fun in a Brazilian context, or are you looking beyond Brazil, or do you want to come to the States and perform? I mean, do you think an album that is half English, half Portuguese can make it here?
Well, I hope it can, because it is something that we're interested in. And I hope it works, because I think we have something very unique to say about Brazilian music. We're not just that kind of bossa nova traditional music that I think the world knows. We're part of a generation that grew up with international music, English and American pop and American rock and all of that. They're just as influential to us than our own Brazilian music, than Caetano Veloso and all the other ones.
Well, I hope it works too, Camila.
Thank you.
Camila Zamath with the band from Brazil, Sexy Fee. Great to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Great to speak to you too.
Keep going.